The gospel lesson for this morning comes from John. And this is where Jesus is continuing to give instructions to the disciples, but to also reassure them that the Spirit would be given to them, and the Spirit would show them truth, all truth. Truth about Jesus Christ, truth about the power of God. Let us listen to God's holy word. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Holy wisdom, holy word. Well, today marks the time when God the Father, Creator, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come together as one. This is Trinity Sunday, the time when we reflect on the coming together of God and the Godhead, and what that means to us as Christian people. The power of the Trinity of God gives us a sense of being with the Creator in a very special way, because everything is coming together in God. You know, some people have a hard time understanding the Godhead as being one. The faith of children or a child can grasp God in three more than an adult can. Yet God has provided humanity with the essence of faith through all these aspects of God. The Apostles' Creed encourages us in the understanding of God's work in the Christian community. The nature of this creed affirms God as the Almighty, Christ as the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit as the one who illuminates a Christian to God's sustaining love and presence. As individual Christians, we come to affirm this creed as a statement of faith. In other words, all the Christians and all the characteristics and aspects of God are part of our belief system. Three in one. This creed gives millions of Christians throughout the world a focus and a goal in life and in faith. Well, the writings from Solomon further exemplify the essence of God's Spirit and wisdom joined in the Almighty God. The proclamation of wisdom affirms the work of God in creation and in all who affirm God as the Creator. The acknowledgement is made known when wisdom inspires a person to say, "The Lord created me at the beginning of his work. The first of his acts of long ago, ages ago, I was set up at the first before the beginning of the earth." Ever since the beginning, God has been creating. Only God is all-knowing in how one comes into a close relationship. The Proverbs passage gives nature the opportunity to surround all those who recognize God in all things, even those things from the foundation of the earth. Everything is in God and from God. The believer rejoices and takes delight in all of God's creation. We too delight and give thanks to God for all of creation because we belong to God. The wisdom in our passage from Psalms 8 helps us to join in the work of God and gives life to those who understand the Creator and how one is in the creation. So when you and I come to recognize, to the recognition of God in our lives, we belong to God because we are part of God and we were created by God and sustained by the Spirit and led by the Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus came to humanity so that God's love and salvation could become part of our belief in our lives and how we live today. The more we are open to the leading of Christ, the more we are brought closer to God through a relationship with the Savior. Savior Jesus Christ. Well, in the giving of the Holy Spirit, Christ guides the disciples then, as well as us today, to another aspect of God. For he said in the gospel lesson today in John, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Indeed, friends, we do belong to God. And there should be no doubt in our minds or our hearts or our faith that we are united with one God, only one God. Yes, our world tries to drive us away and to set up other kinds of gods in our life, but there is one God in the Creator God. We belong to God. We are God's creation. We believe in one God as Father Creator, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All of these three aspects together in one God, so that we can all feel the presence of the Spirit. We can understand our sense of discipleship in Jesus Christ, and we can feel the all-encompassing presence of God throughout our lives and throughout the world. Well, my dear sisters and brothers, Scripture also guides us in understanding some things about this relationship with God, especially as we remain united in the one God. Deuteronomy 6:4 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one." The prophet Isaiah chapter 45:5 says, "I am the Lord and there is no other. Beside me there is no God." 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 4, "There is no God but one." And when Jesus was baptized, the Spirit of God descended as a dove, and coming upon him, and behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," as it says in Matthew chapter 3. And in John chapter 12, he who beholds me beholds the one who sent me. And to Mary, when the angel came to her, said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God." God the Father Creator, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, friends, may we remain in the one God who loves us and watches over us, who searches our minds and our hearts every day and every moment. May God's Son continue to guide us in our pursuit of discipleship and love and service. May God's Spirit indwell in our lives as we seek to be ever faithful and to be energized every day with this Spirit of God. Indeed, we belong to God. Let us pray. Holy Triune God, all that is and all that was and all that ever will be belongs to you alone. You have spoken to us through your word made flesh in Jesus. Now guide us into the truth by the gift of your Holy Spirit so that we may glorify you forever and ever in all that we do in life, in all of our interactions, in all of our thoughts of love for others. We belong to you, God, and we are thankful. In Jesus' name we pray, and let us all say, Amen. Mm-hmm.